Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's good to be with you again this fine Sunday morning. As you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. Very proud to serve in that community and proud of all that CHI is doing in the North Georgia area. And again, continuing to expand services and grow. As you also said, I'm a primary care physician, been doing that for, 25 years. Such a long family tradition going back over 150 years, which is a delight to continue. And I have kids that are going to be carrying on the tradition in one way or another. And so that's a blessing to me. Also, so proud to be working with fine partners like Benchmark Physical Therapy, Louisiana Healthcare, LHC Group, with Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice. I'm blessed to work in so many different capacities, but most of all, CHI doing so much both in the Chattanooga area and Northwest Georgia. Let me go ahead and remind our listeners that CHI Memorial is very proud right now to be the first in Chattanooga to offer robotic guidance for spine surgery. They have a new product, the Mazor X robotic guidance platform. It helps to provide more advanced treatment options for some surgeries than ever before. So, you know, if there's anyone out there who is suffering from low back pain or sciatica, uneven legs, hips, shoulders, the Mazor X might be the right treatment option for them. They can learn more by calling CHI Memorial at 423-495-2266. That's 423-495-2266 to learn more. Ed, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
Well, thank you. And yes, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. Been doing that for almost 40 years. We will be celebrating that pinnacle moment in a few months. And we are a evolving wellness holistic nutrition center. I guess I can use all kind of words, but we've gone from opening in 1979 with just a small store offering at the time, it was very uncommon to find a lot of nutritional supplements. It was a very, very small market. I mean, we had stores that carried granolas and foods, but the fact that, you know, people didn't know much about the benefits of nutrients, we kind of forged ahead in Chattanooga, and we now certainly have a vast selection of all kind of different products. But we also bring into the picture a huge chunk of priority for education not only to the public for what nutrients, diet changes, even exercise, body work, all these things that are applicable to the maintenance and recovery of health. And we're trying to bring under one umbrella, you know, very devoted people, those of who would also have similar philosophies of the fact that I really believe that the human body was born to have a massive self-healing capacity. And we have somewhat detracted from that through the lifestyle, the toxic world we live in, many times over medication, sometimes the wrong nutritional supplements and diets. So we're trying to kind of clear the air with allowing people to learn what's best for them in a very safe way. So, thank you for that. We are located on Lee Highway. Our website is nutritionw.com. I have authored over 500 articles on NutritionW over the years, so there's a lot of database on NutritionW for people who want to learn more.
You know, Ed, just thinking about Nutrition World, I had looked at an article on CNN website recently, and it was actually on supplements between like 2008 to 2016. And like over 20% had pharmaceuticals in them, like basically Viagra or testosterone or weight loss supplements, depending on what they were doing. Those were some of the most common that they had in there. But that really surprised me that they had pharmaceutical products, and the FDA was reporting on these. I know you do a lot of careful research. Do you look into that for the products that you carry to make sure they're quality? I know you do, but just tell the listeners about that.
Well, you know, the thing is, and people make this common statement very regularly, that we're an unregulated industry, which is simply not true. I've been watching for 40 years. If there's something of significant issue, the government will come in, remove it, stop it immediately. I have a whole page full of things that has happened over the past four decades. So it is regulated, not as drugs are, but as more foods are. That's where it falls under a different classification. You let the buyer beware is always a common theme, no matter what you're purchasing, but it is also true of nutritional supplements. We have kind of come up with the word that we are the gatekeepers for Chattanooga. I am so neurotically picky that we actually visit the companies. We fly out and see how they manufacture the products. We do not trust what the reps say or the manufacturers on the phone. If I don't feel good taking it myself, it won't be sold at Nutrition World, because this is important stuff to me. This is people's health. It's people's longevity. And I do not take that lightly. And so thank you for asking that question.
Well, I guess it just surprised me that there could be pharmaceuticals in these products. You know, I read the labels like everybody else does, and I expect the label to actually reflect what's in the bottle. And apparently that's not always the case.
It's not, but we now have certification protocols and programs that will almost guarantee a pure product. The problem is the public doesn't know how to search for these labels. I mean, it's like the old days of the Better Business Bureau, which we're still a member of, and I love them. But, you know, back in those days, you would look for the BBB emblem, and then you would trust what they were recommending. Well, we have these different emblems now, but, you know, like non-GMO and GMP and all these things. But the public's not aware, because we live in such a busy, hurried life. And so we are looking out. That's all I got to say. And the thing that is, I guarantee you, and I don't know this specifically, but when they talk about the 20%, it's about 90% of that 20% is found in the athletic market. It's all there. It's the bodybuilding crap that is being sold by these big companies, not the small companies, and on the internet, that's causing all of this disturbance, because it's a terrible part of our industry. That is the black eye of our industry, is the athletic market.
And you're right. It was the athletic market on the top, and then basically libido enhancement and weight loss.
Exactly. That is, you got it. You nailed it down right there. Everything other than that is very 99% trustworthy. It's not like there is still good, better, and best, but there's not bad when it comes to the rest of the market. So as far as the general public, if you're not buying sex-enhancing pills and bodybuilding supplements, you're probably doing okay.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I'm going to be more careful when I'm out shopping. I can tell you that much. And I can tell people if they go by Nutrition World, they're going to get a quality product. That I'm sure of.
Yeah, and, that'll never stop as long as I'm breathing. And my daughter in fact, my daughter just got her master's degree in nutrition. She's been working for quite some time to do that. I'm so proud of her. We have 26 people on our staff. We have a registered dietitian. We have all kind of people who are there to do what I feel is right, which is look out for the public and help people, not sell to people. And you're the exact same way, Dr. Green. I mean, you are a person who takes it personal when someone's looking at you in the eye. I know you all too well. You are always going to do the right thing. And that's why I love being on this show with you. I think just the world of you and all your ethics and way that you treat people.
Well, thank you, Ed, and I appreciate that. And you're absolutely correct. I'm always watching out for my people, just like you are yours. And we're looking for their better health and attempting to help educate them on healthy lifestyles, healthy supplementation, healthy diet. And, it's not always a straightforward thing for people, and it's individualized for each person. I know you do the same thing. It's not a blanket answer for everyone. It's individual.
Well, the word personalized medicine is is very important word to me, and it's also personalized nutrition, because we're not machines, we're not computers where you go in and replace a part and expect everything to be perfectly fine again. Everyone has different needs. There was a guy back in the 50s, Dr. Roger Williams, who came up with the word, I think it was biochemical individuality, and he tested people, and like some people would need 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and some people would need 700. We all don't use the same octane fuel like our car, and there's the mainstream medicine people have not really respected that term too much, because they kind of like every one size fits all if it's a normal person. And I know from nutrients education for 40 years, and myself being the self-appointed guinea pig, that I have to experiment. I know what I need now because I've been doing it for so long, and it's not what you need. And so we're here to help people, and I know you are too, to help individualize this process of wise decision-making for our health. And it's exciting to me. I mean, I never tire of this. I never tire of the conversation, of helping and listening to people and watching how they can bloom and increase their vital health energy and life force energy through the use of foods and nutrients and habits and sleep and all the things that we know are magical.
Oh, absolutely, Ed. Oh, let me remind you, we have a guest here in the studio. I want to remind you about that. We have Sean Whitfield with us today.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, glad to be with you. And, of course, we're doing a Vital Health Radio show that's kind of unique because I'm in the studio with Dr. Green here in the EPB Fiber Optic Studio. Ed's out on the road, and it just goes to show you that with technology today, you can just about create anything.
It's so true.
So we looking forward to a great show. I wanted to mention, Ed, before we head into a commercial break, that we have got a website that I want to encourage folks to check out. It's vitalhealthradio.com, powered by Avalon Design Studio. And I oftentimes run into people and they say, you know, I wanted to catch the show last Sunday, but I was at church or I was busy with family. And it was a subject that I wanted to hear more about. Well, the website gives you that ability to go back and listen, because you can go back and listen to all the past great shows of Dr. Green and Ed Jones at vitalhealthradio.com, powered by Avalon Design Studio. Or, too, if you're a regular listener and you heard a show and maybe there was a topic that it wasn't important in your life at the time, but now it is, and or somebody you know, it's important topic to them, you can reference back to it and you can listen to the show and make some notes at your leisure, or maybe you were driving on the road and you weren't able to make notes. So just plenty of opportunities at vitalhealthradio.com. And also, too, you can get to know Dr. Green and Ed a little bit better and read their bios as well as other information.
You know, and I am having more patients say they're going and listening to past shows. They're looking up old topics that we did. So it's working.
Yeah, so it's a great resource for information, and we'll continue to improve this website. And again, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. The outstanding job that Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green do here to our Tennessee Valley to educate us all on healthy living, because so many of us want to live a lifestyle of healthy living, but we need the education, we need the guidance, we need the encouragement, and you guys both do that right here each Sunday morning on 98.1 The Lake.
Well, thank you, Sean. That's very kind.
Ed,
yeah,
we are up.
Thank you, Sean.
Oh, you're very welcome. Ed, we are up against a commercial break, so I'll let you take it back over.
All right, Sean. Well, it is time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing a very important topic in my world, which is the microbiome, with Max Willis, who's a phenomenal person, and he's going to be speaking at Nutrition World soon. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I'm very excited today to be talking to our guest, Max Willis. And, you know, all of our listeners probably even maybe get tired of me mentioning the microbiome, which is a huge topic for health today. And it has evolving research that just mounts monthly in all the literature about the importance of this system within us that is regulating immune systems, our brain chemicals, and much more. And Max Willis is with a very large company. He's a research and development person, been in this field for decades. And welcome, Max, to the show, Vital Health Radio. And we're excited to hear all of what you have to say about the importance of the microbiome. And I know you're calling in early, so thank you for getting up and being with us on this show.
Good morning. Just before the sun rises here in Utah, it's a pleasure to be with you. You're absolutely
well,
right.
Well, you are here with, of course, my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, we want you to just take us maybe from the beginning of, for people who may not realize it, a couple minutes, explain what is the microbiome and why is it important for everyone to know about this?
Well, you know, bacteria were on the earth before humans were on the earth. There are small intelligences that are in every living thing. Every organic matter has bacteria, from rainwater to plants. It's all in the soil. We are 10 to 1 bacteria. So there's a certain intelligence in bacteria that we are now understanding that before we looked at bacteria as the enemy. And I'm talking about the early microbiologists, Anton Leeuwenhoek, Pasteur, even Metchnikoff, weren't sure what the bacteria did other than cause disease and infection. And today we have a new understanding, thanks to Dr. Raphael Kelman from the Kelman Center based in Manhattan. He regularly sees patients, and he's treating people with all sorts of conditions, depression, brain fog, digestive issues, of course, just by balancing their microbiome. And he's the one that coined this term, microbiome medicine.
So, Max, I'm curious, from Ed and I talk a lot about diet. How does your diet, what you choose to eat, contribute to your microbiome?
Oh, well, the bacteria in our body crave certain things. If we have, first of all, the term microbiome basically represents all living microorganisms in our bodies. Most of them reside in our gut, in our lower intestine, but they're on our skin, they're in our lungs, they're in our mouths. And we have to understand what these bacteria do. And thanks to this National Institute of Health-funded project called the Human Microbiome Project, we've gone inside, and we have mapped the human microbiome. And we've learned that these bacteria, if we abuse them, they will crave certain foods, sweets, sugars, that are not necessarily good for us. So we have to, people say, oh, I have a sweet tooth. You know, Halloween's coming up, and all these people are craving sugars and candies. You don't have a sweet tooth, you have a sweet gut. We have to understand what it is in the gut now that's craving these refined sugars and carbs that are making obesity and diabetes an epidemic in America.
I think I have a lot of patients that would like to know how to stop that gut craving.
Absolutely. And Dr. Kelman, in his book, The Microbiome Diet, which is a best-selling book, talks about the importance of pruning the microbiome. He doesn't really talk about good or bad bacteria. He talks about bacteria in a certain context. And we really try to focus on a ratio of, let's go back to good and bad bacteria. We should be 85% good to no more than 15% what we call bad bacteria, the Staph aureuses, the E. coli, the things that can wreak havoc, the pathogenic bacteria strains. When that ratio becomes out of whack, and the bad tend to overpopulate the good, that's when immunity gets thrown off balance, and we know all immunity starts in the gut. And he talks about in his book in chapter 2, your fat is not your fault. And that really caught my attention. Your fat is not your fault. What do you mean it's not your fault? Of course it's my fault. I make choices on what I eat and whether I exercise and what I do. But he talks about how the microbiome, if it's in a state of gross dysbiosis will crave those sweets. Like I said, a sweet gut. And there's a strong gut-brain axis connection now. Our gut has its own neurological system, and it communicates with our brain. And when the gut is out of balance, then our brain makes irrational decisions.
You know, I have
speaking my language, because every single day at Nutrition World we speak of this exact topic. And you know, it's so obvious when you learn about this that we're missing the boat, because you know, we have more of these other bacteria than actually are us, and they are a symphony. They're an orchestra that's hoping to play with a tuned up instruments and make beautiful music. But because of chlorine in water and antibiotics in the meats and all of the toxic world that we live in, we are weakening and destroying the balance of this bacteria. There's going to be bacteria there. I'm speaking for you, I guess, a little, but we had to, you know, it's going to be one way or the other. And if we don't fertilize and we don't plant and we don't encourage this, we are going to have a far less health emotionally and physically than we used to have back before we destroyed all this. I do want to say, for those just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, and we are here with Max Willis talking about the importance of the good bacteria, the microbiome. And Max, I want to say right now, in case people are tuning in and out, you will be speaking and flying in from Utah on October 23rd at Nutrition World in our lower level in the wellness retreat. And they can sign up on nutritionw.com under events. And we're looking so forward to you coming. So to further this, you know, a lot of people think, well, I eat a cup of yogurt a day. Is that, how much is that affecting the microbiome?
Yogurt, very little. In fact, I don't often refer to the Dr. Oz show, but I have to call out on one episode where he asked that question, where is the best source for getting probiotics? And he looked at yogurts, and Greek yogurts tended to be better than regular or the non-Greek options, but you're only getting about 100 million living cultures at most out of even Greek yogurt. Traditional yogurt, if there's anything alive, the initial yogurt starters, the Thermophilus, Bulgaricus, and the Lactobacillus, Acidophilus, you're maybe lucky to get 10 million. And in clinical studies, we know that we need at least a billion of every strain. That's 1 billion with a B, not with an M. And even kombucha, you might be lucky to get 100 million living cells. So it's really important to go for the billions and not the millions. And I'm grateful for even allopathic medicine, that if you look at 2017, American Family Physician put out a whole review on probiotics, the gastrointestinal evidence of their benefits. And it looked at conditions, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, and which strains actually help address those fundamental concerns that now are rampant. A lot of people don't realize that the appendix is our mother culture of a lot of our bacteria. And how many people have had their appendixes removed and then realize years later that, oh, they've developed Crohn's, or all of a sudden they're now gluten intolerant, or they have eczema, something's happened, and I had that appendicitis, I had my appendix removed, and then they're not eating the right foods or taking the right probiotics to restore balance. And so restoring balance is really our mission here. And congratulations, Ed, by the way. I'm coming to your store not to just educate people, but to congratulate you for winning Retailer of the Year Award for the Natural Health Channel by Vitamin Retailer Magazine. That's not something little, so hats off to you and your crew over there.
And he also got Best of the Best locally. Congratulations on that too, Ed.
Well, Dale, thank you both so much. I have a wonderful, amazing staff, and I know you're going to, Max, you're going to help train our staff on further education so we can then turn around and help the whole community, because that's what we are at Nutrition World, is a wellness center that my main priority is education. I mean, every day I tell someone who comes in with a question, I don't think you need what we have. I think you'd be better served if you go to someone else in the different fields, because we are not pretending to be everything for everybody. We are trying to make the kind of choices that are ethical, that, you know, we kind of have lost sometimes in the field of just selling things, and we're not about that anymore. because I am out of town, I'm camping, I'm actually not on the clock, so Dr. Green will have to tell me when I'm running out of time here. But I do want to say real quickly, hey,
Ed, you have 3 minutes, by the way.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, my partner. I know I'm a self-admitted guinea pig for Chattanooga. I, you know, take tons of supplements. I do tons of crazy things in the gym, a different kind of diets, because I want to be able to look at people and say, I've tried this, I've done this. But I have done about 9 different stool tests. And when you talked about going from the millions to the billions, I must say that on a personal level, I've gone from the billion to the trillion. And I have experimented using a trillion bacteria. That's 20 pills per day. And I've done 9 different stool tests. And I will tell you that I do believe in 5 years that we're going to be laughing at the fact that we thought millions was enough, and that billions might be, but maybe trillion might be the way to really, you know, make this thing happen. But, you know, if that takes trillions for me to get a good report, just think what the people are doing who are barely doing this. It's just amazing to me. I am so freaking excited about you coming to Chattanooga, speaking. We're going to record it. We're probably going to have on Facebook Live, because people like you are what make a difference as far as what applies to people's everyday life and what they can do to make such a huge difference.
And Max, I was going to throw in a quick question before we run out of time. A lot of patients have been asking lately, and this is for Max. They all know about taking, it seems like, probiotics when they're on antibiotics, and that's not really debatable right now or controversial. But a lot are asking, should they do it every day? And that's my question to Max.
Yeah, when you're on an antibiotic, you have to recolonize with a healthy bacteria, because we know what the antibiotics do. So you would take a probiotic within 2 hours. It really depends on the status of your dysbiosis. I take my microbiome men's probiotic every morning with breakfast, just to get those extra bifidobacteria that are transient. They go, they digest, they do what they have to do. They break down those carbs, they form ATP, and then they're transient. They come out in the stool. 90% of what we excrete is dead bacteria. So if we're not recolonizing based on a healthy diet that's, you know, free of these antibiotics, like Ed said, in the poultry and the chlorine in the water, it is important to be finding an optimal balance within our microbiome. So, yes, you don't have to be taking a trillion every day, but maybe billions on a regular basis to maintain optimal health. And again, our stomach acid, he was asking about yogurts. Our stomach acid is a furnace. It kills good and bad bacteria indiscriminately. So we want to look for a product that gets those bacteria safely to the intestinal tract, the lower GI, where they can colonize and go to work.
Wow, that's, you know, it was valuable information. And when you said the men's formula, I do take that, and I have seen a difference on testosterone levels and my nighttime urination. But by taking that one specific probiotic, and I am down to the billions again. I don't believe in doing trillions ongoing. Max, thank you so much for getting up early and joining us. And again, for those who want to listen to him personally, come out to Nutrition World October 23rd in the evening. You have to go on nutritionw.com under events to sign up. You don't have to sign up, but we prefer it if you can. It's time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more of your holistic nutritional health with Dr. Green and myself. So I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we are here with John Kennedy discussing a very, very hot topic, which is hemp and CBD. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
What I'd like to really dig into today is so many people have questions because they barely know that this product is relatively new to their ability to access it, but they're really not clear as to why someone would perhaps choose this and how they can make the best use of it. What are the more common reasons that people actually come in and purchase a hemp CBD product?
Sure. The majority of reasons that that people will try a CBD-rich hemp product tend to be rooted in anxiety issues. Anything related to stress, sleep issues tend to be helped out tremendously with CBD. We also find people who are dealing with pain management, they respond well pretty typically. And then also depression and ADD, we hear back from people saying that they've actually found relief that that it helps lift their mood and improves their focus.
You know, I have a lot of my patients also just ask, well, how in the world do I take it? Is this a pill? Is it a capsule? You know, is it... You know, what do I do? How do I do it? You know, just to explain a little bit about the specifics, because I think, like Ed said, most people have no earthly clue what in the world a CBD oil is or how they take it.
Sure. Yeah. It's funny because typically the term CBD is used in conjunction with oils. You hear the term CBD oil pretty regularly, but oils are not the only way to take these products. There are capsules as well. Some people will ingest them with inhalation. Inhaling them is one way to use it, but you have to be very careful about what the carrier oil is if you're going to be inhaling anything. So quality matters tremendously there. Also, there are topical products like creams and balms and even some transdermal gels and patches are very useful for people as well. So there's multiple methods of ingestion, and people just need to figure out which one works best for them.
So I did not know. So they could use a diffuser, technically?
Technically, they could use a diffuser. Often, they will use a vaporizing device so that they could inhale something that it's CBD that's dissolved into vegetable glycerin.
So maybe closer to like a breathing treatment or a jet nebulizer?
It would be something that, that would be inhaled. It would be vaporized. And then absorbed in the lungs that way. A lot of times, you know, we don't want to send people to a vape store just simply because that's an unregulated market pretty heavily, but there are ways to inhale it.
Okay.
That's so interesting. And I will give a story from my own personal experience dealing with people. There was a lady about a month ago, and we will get into this question that this you'll hear me talk about. She was concerned about the fact that, you know, using CBD would cause her to maybe test positive for THC, which I want you to address. But so she bought a patch and she put the patch on. I think she was having a neck pain. And she said that night she slept better than she had in many, many years. And it so convinced her the effectiveness of this that when she did a little more research, she realized that, you know, the issue of the THC needs to be talked about. There is a potential issue with it, but it's far less significant than most people. Can you address the THC question, please, John?
Sure. The majority of CBD products that are on the market today that people are finding the most benefit from are referred to as full spectrum CBD products, which means that it's not just CBD that they're ingesting. It's not a CBD isolate. It's CBD in the presence of other cannabinoids that are unique to the cannabis plant or the hemp plant. And so with that being the case, what we're seeing is that, these products are not THC free. THC is the psychoactive chemical that makes marijuana have the traditional high. And it's impossible to remove all of the THC from the cannabis plant whenever you're growing it. So there are trace amounts that are in a lot of these products. With that being the case, people do need to be aware that even though they won't feel the euphoric effects of the THC because it's just there in trace amounts, their body can actually absorb it and store it up in the fat cells. So, you know, if it's a concern that they need to pass a drug test, that would be something that they would need to speak with their doctor and employer about, because the chances are there. The probability is low, but it is possible.
Do you know if there's a way to differentiate on a drug test whether it came from someone's, say, using an illegal source, a smoking marijuana versus a CBD oil?
Generally, the drug tests that are searching for, they're trying to see if people are using marijuana, are urinalysis tests that are looking for THC metabolites. The situation is similar to how eating too many poppy seeds can mm-hmm. actually trigger a positive opiate.
Which is true. That's not a myth.
Yeah, right. So it's similar to that in the sense that it is there, but generally, no, there's no way to differentiate.
Okay.
That's so informative to people. And I will have to say on a personal note, because I hear so many stories that we have had, I would guess, approximately 10 to 20 people who have had issues with the testing. And a few got kicked out of pain clinics. A couple people had to go basically do a lot of work to keep their jobs. And a couple people failed some insurance testing. So it is possible. And I think your advice of, you know, being aware of this and then staying away from it if you're going to know that you're going to be tested. Now, I do know a lot of, I won't say a lot, but I probably had a dozen different physicians who have advised their patient to do this and have written it into their records. Don't know if that will make a difference as far as, you know, trouble or not, but it's an interesting conversation. You know what? If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake, and thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Dr. Christopher Green, and we're discussing hemp and CBD with what I consider the expert in this part of the country, John Kennedy. I want to give another personal story, and maybe you can comment on this, John, and then talk about how people can learn more about, you know, the benefits and the use of this product, like a website that you trust and value. But my sister had a pain that started coming on about 6 months ago that continued to escalate in her jaw, and it was becoming devastating. She's a tough lady and can truly manage pain far better than I, and she said it was bringing tears to her eyes. Well, it ended up being trigeminal neuralgia, which is a very, you know, frustrating and very difficult sometimes to treat. And despite the only way she was treating it was multiple Advils a day, which we know the significant destructive effects that has and on the kidneys and the gut lining. I gave her a bottle of one brand of what we trust of CBD, and it has been miraculous. It truly has reduced her discomfort by 90%. She's now perfectly able to function. Is this a common story that you hear with people?
It is. It's fairly common. You know, we also want to temper expectations quite a bit. You know, we don't want this to seem like a silver bullet that if you're underwater with your health that you just go take some CBD and expect a miracle in the parking lot. But, you know, with that being the case, we have found that that a lot of people who are willing to put in the work to have a methodical approach to taking a little bit to get started and a little bit more each week, paying attention to how they feel throughout the day, you know, practice a little bit of mindfulness to actually pay attention to what's happening in their body, and maybe even keep a journal, we find that there's actually a pretty high success rate with a lot of people. Considering that CBD doesn't have negative side effects as far as taking too much, so to speak, the risks are low, so it's nice that people are able to try a natural remedy and just take this methodical approach.
What websites do you recommend for people to investigate?
Generally, we'll send people to a website called projectcbd.org. It has a comprehensive database of articles that have been written that are medically focused but are also accessible to the public. There's a lot of misinformation on the internet, and so people really need to have a reliable source of where to learn what CBD is good for and how much to take. And Project CBD seems to be the best organization we've found so far.
Well, I was just going to, and thank you, John. I was going to speak to something you said, Ed, about, you know, talked with a client or a customer, and they said their provider had them sign something.
Well, they put it in their medical records in case something came up.
And that's what I thought you had said. So that was an interesting comment. And I would say if they do that with their provider and the provider is saying, hey, if this tests positive for THC, you're not going to get in trouble. I can't think of any patient who would ever get in trouble with their provider after that. They would be safe. That's a very good idea, actually.
Well, I'm glad we talked about it because I've actually never ran that across you, and I keep forgetting to do that.
The question would be, would the provider be willing to, but it's worth a discussion.
Well, they, the patients that I'm speaking to, and I'm not sure which docs there are, the patient didn't even ask. The doc said, hey, I'm just going to put it in your records in case there's an issue. So some people are obviously figuring out the system. John, one question I want to ask you, and people who know me or listen to me know that I am the self-appointed guinea pig of Chattanooga for nutritional supplements, diets, exercise, all the things that we want to talk about. Well, I do use CBD many times for no purpose, particularly. I do it because I feel like it's a way to further balance the homeostasis and the healing capacity of my body. Is that a sound, logical thing?
It is, and that's actually why I take it every day. I'm not trying to find relief from any particular disease or chronic condition, knock on wood on that. But I will take the capsules every day, simply if for no other reason than it's they're antioxidants, they're anti-inflammatory, and they're neuroprotectants. So the fact that they have such great benefits for just the aches and pains that go along with life as we get older, it is certainly a good idea, I think, to use these just to try to stave off the ailments that await all of us.
My personal experimentation is I truly prefer the liquids, and we actually sell probably 96% of what we sell is only liquid. And the reason is because I feel like I can dose it exactly what I intuitively feel comfortable with. And, you know, we don't have time to have this big discussion, but the reason this product is so significantly different than anything I sell at Nutrition World or almost anything in the pharmaceutical world is there's a system in the body called the endocannabinoid system. Can you just touch on that a second and talk about its effects of how it is when it's unbalanced opposed to when it is balanced?
Sure. Yeah, the endocannabinoid system is a part of our body that regulates homeostasis. So, one of the things that it does regulate is our sleep cycles and just our basic processes to keep our cellular status in a healthy state. Sometimes we can get that out of balance, and that can be due to genetics or diet. Sometimes when people are low in omega-3 fatty acids, that can cause the body to produce too few endocannabinoids. And then that can be the root cause of some of the problems that people are finding. So whenever that does happen, we found that these plant-based cannabinoids are actually extremely useful for people who have those deficiencies. Plant-based cannabinoids are always found in the cannabis plant. There's really two sources of cannabinoids on Earth. That's in our bodies and on the plant.
That's good advice. Before we have to end here in just a second, is there which brands do you feel totally confident are safe to be choosing and using? What are your recommendations?
Yeah, there are a lot of products on the market today. The Journal of the American Medical Association recently ran a report showing that 69% of the ones that are for sale on the market today are mislabeled. So it's a buyer beware situation. People need to do their research. We use the Realm of Caring Foundation to set up the quality standards, and they've endorsed several manufacturers as being a high enough quality and consistent products to actually help have people be able to take them with confidence.
And Nutrition World, I do believe, carries most of those.
You do.
John, thank you so, so much. And I know listeners are just excited to learn about all of this because it is a wild west out there and we don't know who to trust. But I can assure the listeners you can trust John and his advice. It's time for us to already take another break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your health and all of your options. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed.
Go ahead, Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. They also have a very high-quality app, which is free, in the App Store. Now let's start with James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And next verse is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So, when times get tough, remember the following words. You matter. You are enough. Often, our greatest challenges during stressful times come from within ourselves. We can sometimes be our own worst enemy. It's fairly easy to walk in fear, doubting ourselves and avoiding challenges that we face. We have been given great gifts by God, and one of the greatest is His Spirit inside us. Because of that, we do not have to listen to or believe the lies we sometimes tell ourselves because of fear and self-doubt. We do not have to be slaves to fear and doubt, but instead can claim power, love, and self-control. You each possess a unique perspective and set of talents and can have a positive impact on others that no one else can duplicate. Brad Montague, creator of Kid President, said, "You're more. You're magic. Time to be seen. You're more powerful than you know and more loved than you dream." So please do not live life in fear. Instead, live life fiercely in the strength that God has provided. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
Well, I always want to express my deep appreciation for your work and your connection to something that is vitally important to our life, our health, our joy. And it's I always feel very comforted by your reminding us of the of this kind of wisdom. So thank you for that.
I am super,
you know, connected right now, kind of with nature. I'm at a state park, Henry Horton, and I really have missed being back in the woods and the kind of divine nature that is important part of all of our lives that we tend to miss in this concrete world that we live in. But in regard to health, I want to remind people that we have three lectures coming up that are very exciting to me, and they're all radically different this time. Again, our guest today, we talked about the microbiome. The title is Ultimate Health Begins in the Gut, will be October 23rd, and very important for everyone to know. On November 6th, now this is going to be a kind of a radical out-of-the-box lecture. It's the truth about HPV and cervical dysplasia. This is not your normal conversation. This is a fellow I met in Chicago, Dr. Leroy, who has a radically alternative approach to helping women who already have HPV and cervical dysplasia that is outside the box, I will have to fully say. And it's very effective. I've talked to women who have gone through the protocol. It's very safe, and it's truly offering a hope that mainstream medicine doesn't know about yet, because it's been around, but it's not really popular in this country.
Well, that would be interesting, especially given the Gardasil, you know, the vaccines available. It would be an interesting counterpoint to that.
Exactly. And then lastly, I realized something years ago that when I look at people, and I'm a person who really focuses on observing people's health, because I believe, you know, learning a lot in my life has come from being a good observer. And with health is no different. Well, as far as wanting to look young, I can tell you one thing that right now in 10 seconds will make all of us who are older look a few years younger, and that is straightening up your posture. People who are older almost without fail. You can spot them from a distance because they are stooping and they have a look about them that isn't young anymore. And part of that is the posture. Well, there's a lady who's a chiropractor who I've known for years, and she sells this device, and she's been on Good Morning America. She's been on all the talk shows, and I met her about 5 years ago in a convention, and it's an at-home little device called Caecilia. And she's going to come in and do demonstrations where people can come, and you can literally, well, what we do is we measure you height-wise, and we put you on this little machine that you purchase for your home. And in 10 minutes, you will be 1/2 inch taller in average amount, and you're not trying. It's actually, you're just doing the same thing you did when you walked in. It's just, it's retraining the skeletal structure because you're lying flat face down on this little interesting machine that is easy to do. And if you do it every single day, it becomes more and more permanent as far as how you look. So it's an easy way to look younger if you're willing to spend 15 minutes a day just being face down on the floor. So
and, you know,
all of these
also,
are on Nutrition.
I was going to say
nutritionw.com under events. So please sign up if you want to come. And you have to sign up for this Caecilia because it's a one-on-one. You get 15 minutes on this machine, but you can experience the real benefit of it.
And the proper posture is going to help prevent headaches, neck pain, back pain. It's more than just the way you look.
Boy, do you have that right. I know from TMJ to so many things. It's like the front end alignment of your car. And, you know, if you keep wearing out your tires, you keep having vibration in your car, I don't care what you do with the air pressure or your car wash or your oil change, you have to fix the alignment or nothing will really change. And I have to admit, I have one of these Caecilia machines at home, and it's I'm a very disciplined person, but I'm running out the door so fast in the morning and getting home late, I just don't do it. But I know that it will work if people will do it.
And I know I was taught by an orthopedist years ago, one easy thing people can do even without a Caecilia machine, when they're standing up straight, just, it sounds odd, but it works, try to pull your head back and make your cheekbones even with the mid-chest muscle, and that alone will help straighten up your posture. You can do that sitting, in your car, when you're standing. So that's another way to help your posture that is free and you can do at home. And Ed, let me give you a heads up since you're out there in the woods. I'm going to give you about a two-minute warning, and we have about 2 minutes left to talk.
Well, it sounds like a football game. We got a two-minute warning going
off
here. And yes, and, you know, we're getting into such a wonderful season of the year. We're finally over probably this heat wave that we've had endlessly. And I want to, you know, encourage people to of course, to eat well, to do all the right things, but also to reconnect to this healing energy that comes from being out in the woods and trees. And you know, there's a work called grounding, and it's very scientifically studied, and it's where you actually have your bare feet or your bare hands touching something that is in the earth, like a tree or the dirt. And we have become disconnected from the magnetic fields of this earth because we wear shoes that are not leather, and they're not connecting anymore because they're rubber. And we know rubber disconnects us from electricity. Well, it's doing it to the earth, too. I'm a huge fan for people who are sick. Just put their bare feet on the ground 20 minutes a day or touch a tree for 20 minutes because I see that it will work. I hear it constantly. And I know it sounds a little bit hokey, but it's not. So I'm out here grounding, and I want everyone else to think about that if they are into this kind of conversation.
And we're blessed with an area with a lot of good trails, good hiking, good camping. And there's an amazing app a lot of people use that I do called All Trails. It's a free app, and it's basically individualized to your location. So wherever you are, you can download that app, and it'll show you the trails closest to you.
Really? I did not know about that. I'm going to access that as soon as we get off this show. Well, you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production of the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that is all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.